And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows, the last one for the year 2012. And we definitely thank you so much for being a part of our program all throughout this year and in the years to come. So today we are focusing on your goals for your marriage in 2013. That is our focus today. Again, the number is, so you can get on the line right now, 855-454-5905. But we want to turn the tables and focus on our second favorite book. That's Facebook. Marcos, what are people saying on the book?
Well, people have a lot to say, and we are always appreciate that. So if you haven't friended us yet, which means you just go to our webpage there, you go to Facebook.com, and then you look for Marriage Beyond the Vows, and you press the like button, then we become friends on Facebook, all right? We want to be your friends. And so please, if you haven't done that, go ahead and do that already. You know, do it. And that gives you an opportunity to not only read posts, but to post as well. And so we had posted earlier, like we're talking about today, what are your goals for your relationship in the new year? And Clarissa says, going to church as a family unit. We used to go, but then we started sleeping in on Sundays. Our marriage needs the word, and we need a place to emphasize that. So, amen. That's a great goal, Clarissa, and that's a very easy goal to start because you repent, you get it start in the new year, and you go to church and you bring your family, and that's a great, great thing, great goal. Eddie Fields says to become more intimate. Some say where there's no trust, there's no love. I say where there's no intimacy, there's no relationship. All right, well, Eddie Fields, that's a great point, and I think that's a great goal to become more intimate. Now, the only warning I'll give you with that one is intimacy sometimes for men and women means something very different. So make sure you're on the same page when you talk about becoming more intimate and then your wife wants to have 3-4 hour long conversations that you're not frustrated there. So make sure. But that sounds like a great goal. And then also, I think Jelani says, my wife and I haven't discussed mutual relationship goals for the new year, but one of my goals as a husband is to be a better listener and to do a better job anticipating her, what she wants and needs. So, amen. Jelani, that sounds like a great heart to have. I mean, honestly, I think what wife would not want her husband to even set goals where he can change? I think Elaine here, as a single, says, she says, as a single, my goals are to have a closer relationship with God, allowing him to be my husband, directing me how to be a godly wife. I'm waiting on him to pick the husband he has for me because he has the right one picked out. In the meantime, while I keep my mind on him, which will keep me in perfect peace, happy in the Lord. And I'll read one more here. I think it's Kim says, progressively to do better. So again, many great comments there. I want to encourage all of us, make sure that we stay connected. I mean, honestly, we love to hear from you throughout the week. Our shows obviously are every Saturday morning. And you could always go and listen to archive shows, right? You can go to praisephilly.com, search for me, Marcos Mercado, Marriage Beyond the Vows, and you can listen to our previous shows and tell your family and friends about it. But also, what the other thing you can do is make sure we stay connected. I know we have the One Love Getaway coming up, and that will be it's going to be in the Bahamas, May 2nd through May 5th, and we want you to join us there. We want to be together, get a little getaway, but also enhance your relationship. There'll be many workshops, including a workshop on relationships and marriage, and so if you want more information, you can go to praisephilly.com or praisecharlotte.com and stay connected with us.
Absolutely. And again, the number to call for you to reach us right now, 855-454-5905. Let's go to line 4 and speak with Eugene, who's been waiting patiently on the line. Eugene, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, yeah, good.
Eugene,
how are you?
Can you do us a favor and just speak up just a little bit more?
All right.
There you go. So what is your comment or question? We're talking about goals for the new year, and where are you with that?
Actually, I'm single, and I've been out of a relationship for 4 years. This year, I think, is the year for me to get involved into a relationship, not only a relationship, but a friendship also.
Okay. Well, I think that's very important because sometimes people skip that friendship stage, and then they're not friends. So I think that's great. So what? Let me ask you this, because I know we have a lot of single, especially single women who listen. What are you looking for? Like, You said you've been out of a relationship since 08. It's kind of time. Maybe you want to settle down, but not jump into a relationship. But what is it that you look for in a woman?
Well, I'm a Christian, and most importantly, I'm looking for a God-fearing woman. And I think once the woman is God-fearing, she has all the attributes that I need once she's God-fearing.
Okay. But you know what? There are a lot of God-fearing women that maybe they're not the ones you want to hook up with. Is there something else that you look for? Of course, you start there, and I think that's a great place to start. But what are some, if you can add maybe one or two other things that you look for, how would you know that this is the one?
Well, as I said, I've been out of a relationship since 08. I haven't been involved with females a lot.
Okay.
But I think what I need, number one, is God-fearing. Number two, I'm looking for someone that is actually determined. When I say determined, I mean education-wise, okay. Someone that is willing to learn and develop themselves in the near future to come.
Okay. I mean, that's a good point, because sometimes people don't, especially as a man, right, you want them to follow, you want to set the lead, but sometimes all people right. don't have a lot of ambition, and they're happy with whatever. And it's like they could be like the wind, like, hey, we're going to do this. Okay, hey, we're going to do that. Okay, instead of having some determination and ambition. And it sounds like you're pretty driven as a person, and you want someone that's going to be driven and kind of support you in that.
All right.
All right, great. Well, Eugene, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I think that's a great goal, especially what you said earlier in terms of starting with friendship. Start with friendship. I think that's some great advice, and I believe you'll take that advice, and I hope and pray that those who are listening will start the same way if they're single.
All right.
All right, Eugene. Thank you so much for your call.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. We're going to take a break in just a matter of seconds, actually, okay. But we want to hear from you at 855-454-5905. If you have a question about how to set goals for your marriage, or if there's a particular problem that was an issue in 2012 that you don't want it to be an issue in 2013, give us a call, 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
To Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
And a very good morning. Welcome back to the final segment of this week's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. And we invite you to give us a call. If you're not already in the queue, you can be, with the simple stroke of the keypad on your phone, 855-454-5905. Let's go right back to the phones and speak with Andrew. Andrew, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Andrew, if you could do us a favor and just speak up a little bit so we can hear you nice and clear.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
Hear me now?
Yep, much better.
Okay. For 2013, I'm just hoping that I can maintain my marriage. 2012 has been a really bad year for me. From the beginning of the year, I lost my mom to cancer, and then right after that, maybe a month later, my wife told me that she wasn't in love with me anymore and she didn't want to be together. Since then, I've been trying to, well, with the help of God, pretty much. I won't say I've been doing it by myself. I've been trying to just find some kind of peace, and I've been leaving it to him to try to, you know, I've been leaving it to him while still, you know, staying in the faith and doing what I need to do as a husband to try to maintain and actually try to get my marriage back to a place where we can actually, you know, be together and love each other. We've made it this far. Things have been nice. They could be better, but I just hope that in 2013, God will allow me to still have a marriage. I don't want to divorce my wife.
Okay. All right. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for sharing, you know, just what's been going on in your life. And, you know, we're sorry about your loss, and we're definitely sorry about what's going on in your marriage. But your transparency is, is encouraging, because I believe that's where it starts. When you have a humble posture, when you kind of take that attitude of, you know what, I don't know if we're going to make it, we need some help, that's actually a really good place to be. Now, it might not feel good, but I think God will bless that humility if you keep that heart, you keep that on. And what you're saying is, look, you don't want this to end in divorce. You want this to go in the right direction. Look, I know this is a tough pill to swallow. I'm going to share a scripture with you. And sometimes I wonder what God was thinking when he put this in the Bible, but he's God. He's omnipotent, right? He knows best. We don't. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Now, again, I know, Andrew, that what you're going through, I can only imagine, right? It doesn't feel good. But God is saying, consider it pure joy. The one thing I want to encourage you is take this head on and enjoy it as difficult as it is. Like, this is going to make you stronger once you persevere. And it sounds like you and your wife are going to be able to really go through the time of testing. I think on one hand, you should be grateful that your wife could be open and honest. And the good news as well, Andrew, is that every relationship can change. And when someone falls out of love, guess what? You can fall back in love. There's always hope. So I want to give you a challenge to do two things that will cause or help your wife to fall back in love with you. You ready?
I'm ready.
I think number one, embrace this with joy, from like that scripture that I shared with you. Like, just change your demeanor. Like, no one wants to be around someone that's negative. I'm not saying you've been negative, but if you embrace it with joy, there's something contagious about that, where people want that. It almost brings this curiosity, like, man, why are you so positive in during the times of testing? But it's because of your relationship with God. So number one is that. And then number two is conquer your wife again, like win her heart again. Whatever you did in the beginning, I want to encourage you to even do greater, like take it hard, like start courting your wife again. And there's actually a really good book out there. It's called The Love Dare. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I just got it.
There you go. So that's perfect. And so start doing The Love Dare. And The Love Dare will challenge you to start doing things that would not feel normal or easy at the time, but it would help you to win your wife over. So it sounds like you're heading in the right direction, Andrew.
Okay. I appreciate this, guys.
Oh, no. Thank you. And
not a problem.
Once again, thank you for being so open and vulnerable, and keep that humble posture. But again, stay joyful and go ahead and win your wife back.
Thank you.
All right.
Have
thank
a
you
great
so much.
Day.
You too.
All right. You do the
thank
same.
You.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to line five and speak with Aloma. Aloma has been holding patiently and waiting patiently. Thank you so much for joining us. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. It's just reading a comment I have that I'd like to share.
Mm-hmm.
So for me personally, as a single woman who desires to be a wife, my focus for, say, 2013, after just coming out of a three-year relationship in which I thought was leading to marriage, but thank you, Lord Jesus, you saved me from God knows what, but I'm grateful. But for me, I just want to focus on, you know, the gentleman that, you know, that the Lord will bring into my life. For me, it's a thing of, I vowed to myself and I vowed to God that, you know what, whoever you bring into my life, I will know it's him when I find that he's more concerned about my life after death, shall I say, than my life here on earth. So he's more concerned about, you know, my spirit and, you know, my soul and my relationship with Christ, because I found that in the relationship I just came out of, I was the one that was more concerned and focused, even though, you know, the gentleman I was with was like, okay, yeah, he had the relationship with Christ, but I found that I was more concerned about him keeping that relationship with Christ, and it was always like a unequal balance.
Sure.
So, you know, from that I never quite understood the whole unequally yoked thing, but from that, I think I kind of do now, because it's not because everybody cries that they have that relationship with Christ, that they really do.
Sure. Sure. So, and you know what? I think you need to find someone. I shared earlier in the show that my prayer was, I want to find someone that's going to make me better. And I didn't mean better just like financially or physically, but I meant spiritually, like my walk with God. With this person, I already had dreams and desires to please God. I was looking for someone that together we could be a great team. And it sounds like that's what you're focused on, something spiritual. And you know what? It's not easy to find. Now, it's not impossible, but you're talking about a spiritual man who's going to call you higher with your relationship with God. That honestly, eventually this person should be able to lead you to heaven.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people I know have lost their relationship with God because they connected or they bonded with and even married someone that brought them down. That was unspiritual.
True.
I mean, honestly, I've seen it. So it sounds like you really want to please God. And so you're looking for someone that is going to, I mean, take it higher with your relationship with God. And I encourage you, keep that heart, keep that mindset. And the way you would know it is that person focused on heavenly things or on earthly things? Someone that's focused on heavenly things even talks differently. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll respect your purity. They'll surrender to God's will. They're just not so concerned with the things of here. The person that's so focused here, I've seen people that they'll put their career in front of God. They'll put other things in front of God, and yet they'll say, oh, I'm a believer, but their actions are not showing belief. It's showing doubt.
That is true, because I know for me, nothing comes before my relationship with Christ. Because it's a thing of, I will walk out on jobs if you object to me, you know, say singing a tune that will keep me through the week to myself personally, but you overhear it. I don't play my relationship with Christ because I know he will sustain me. A job is a job. God will bring another.
Amen.
You know, promotion doesn't come from the east or the west. It comes from the Lord above. So I'm good in that respect. So that is just, I would like to share with everyone listening, wherever you are in the world, because I'm not actually in Philly.
Okay.
But I would just like to share with singles just to be encouraged and, you know, allow the Lord to bring somebody into your life that is so focused on you and your relationship with, you know, Christ, that the two of you, as you said, can be better.
Yeah, and it's what the Ecclesiastic says, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. That third strand should be God in the relationship. So, Aloma, thank you so much for calling in and for sharing that with us.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a wonderful day, and Happy New Year when it comes around.
Thank you, and you too. Have a blessed New Year.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
We have an anonymous caller on line one. Let's speak with this caller. Hey, caller, you're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Awesome sauce. Well, what's your comment or question?
I tell you this. I've been married for this February will be 15 years, and I have had a wonderful marriage for 15 years. Marriage is still going great. God is the centerpiece of our marriage. The only reason I called this morning, a little over a year ago, I lost my father. And my father told me years ago, he said, the people that are important to you, make sure they know it. I just wanted to let you guys know that you're very important to me. The things that I listen to you frequently. And even in my marriage, I listen to some of the callers that call in. I see some of the pitfalls. Mm-hmm. I listen to how you guys handle it and you let God work through you. And a lot of stuff that you teach and the things that you share, I incorporate into my marriage now, even after 15 years, because marriage is still work. And my wife is willing to work. I'm willing to work. But you guys have been a very great help to us, and I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, I tell you what, thank you. That means a lot, and it's just confirmation. You know when you know God is using you, but at the same time, there's some things that we know work, right? The advice that comes from the Bible, it's powerful because it is God's word, and something that I've believed, and I share that often, is usually the people that have the best relationships are not necessarily the ones that get the help when they need it, but they prepare and they learn. They invest in their relationship. You sound like the type of person that your marriage is going well, but we have a marriage conference and you'll come. Not because your marriage is falling apart, but because you want your marriage to get even better. And you keep doing that, brother, in your marriage, and it's just going to get better and better and better.
Hey, amen.
So thank you. Thank you so much for your encouragement and really for applying what we're doing. I mean, really, I think we need to hear more people with those victories in their lives. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All awesome. Right. Have a blessed new year.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Makila is calling in on line two. Makila, good morning. You're live.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. If you don't mind, Makila, just speak up just a little bit so we can hear you a little clearer here.
Okay. Good. This is good. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's good. So you were telling our producer that you're in a relationship, but you want to move forward and kind of let go of the past, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what is it in the past that's tempting you or burdening you to not bring into the new year?
Okay, I was in a relationship for 9 years with someone who was not godly.
Mm.
We had two beautiful kids, but the relationship on his end, he was selfish. Everything, it was about him and not about family. When it came to the kids, it was just him. He wouldn't think about the kids. He wouldn't think about the household. He would think, okay, I paid the bills for the month. That's it. That's all a family needs. We wouldn't have quality time, nothing.
Okay.
So eventually at the beginning of the year, I got out of a relationship, which I feel more at peace. I feel more, you know, I go to church and I felt better because we wasn't married. And, you know, it was like a heavy weight that lifted off of me. Now, within our relationship, I had a friend that we would talk, and, you know, it was just a friend. But after I got out of relationship, we ended up getting together. We, you know, it wasn't, as to say, we were intimate.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got closer to God, I said to him, you know what, I'm getting closer to God. You know, I can't continue this intimate relationship with you. And he accepted. He was fine. And we talk like friends, and we always say to each other, you know what, we talk for hours on the phone like we're teenagers. We talk about everything. Even if we cut off the intimate relationship, we talk about anything. We care daily, but he was married before.
Mm-hmm.
And his marriage didn't work out because he got married at a younger age. And he always he wants to move further, but he's worried about his commitment issues.
Okay.
He's scared to commit. So I want to move forward. I want to, you know, I'm taking my walk with God now. Everything, you know, I just want it to be, I know we care about each other, but I just want to know how we could move forward for 2013 and moving on.
Okay. Well, I think that's a great point. Well, number one, I think you knew what we would say, right, in terms of the sexual sin. And I want to commend you for taking the initiative and doing what you know is right. You know, you did something wrong, but you changed it. And really, that's what repentance is all about. Sometimes we live in the past, but we don't change the future. And God gives us opportunities. As long as we have breath in our lungs, right, we're still alive, we have an opportunity to change and make things better. And I think that sometimes we don't take advantage of that repentance, that opportunity. At the beginning of our show, we shared our scripture about how God is a God of reconciliation. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it talks about, you know, that we we are a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. And so it sounds like you're doing the right thing, and he sounds like a good man. It just sounds like you've lost your way, and now you're trying to find it. And in that process, you're applying the good you know you should do, which is to have a relationship that will be blessed by God. If this is the man for you, you want to do it right. A lot of people have regret, and they wonder, is this really the person that God wanted me with, because we did it our own way? And then they wonder, you know, is our union really blessed by God? And the simple answer is, once you're married, that is the person you need to be with. But sometimes the baggage that comes with that. So you have an opportunity to start fresh. Now, how do you do that? I think number one, You get closer and closer to God. And number two, God works with people. God will put people in your path that will give you godly and spiritual guidance. People who will tell you, like I do a lot of premarital counseling. And one of the things that I talk to people is I give them a real open and honest assessment. Like I say, listen, you're adults. If you decide to get married, you can get married. I mean, it's not a sin, but this is what I see. This would come up because when someone's objective and they're not taking sides, they can say, look, this is the problem. I see that you worry a lot. I see that you are controlling. I see that you're trying to manipulate in the situation. And when those things start coming out, it's always better to deal with those things before, not after. And right. So my question to you, it sounds like you're heading in that direction with allowing God to work, but who are you going to allow to influence your life and your relationship? Now, what city are you located in, if you don't mind me asking?
In Philadelphia.
Okay, you're in Philadelphia. And, you know, what I would love to do is to invite you to reach out to me, and I can put you in contact with either ourselves or even direct you to some place where you can get some guidance for your relationship. Other couples who've done it right, who are striving to do what's right, some of them even meet periodically to just help each other, like young married groups and young dating couples that are just trying to say, okay, how can we pray for each other and get good advice to each other so that our relationship can please God? Okay? So just reach out to me. I will give you an email. It's beyondvows@gmail.com. beyondvows@gmail.com.
Okay, I have the information. And I was sure, because, I mean, it's a lot. And as you say, he is a great guy. My kids, I have two kids. The relationship that they have with their father, that they are longing for with mm-hmm. their father, and I keep their father in their lives, but he just, you go through the process.
Sure.
Where I'll come see you and you don't show up and the kids are disappointed. Now, the person that I'm seeing or in a relationship, my kids adore him. Like, he come over and it's just him and them. They just go at it all the time. So he's a great guy. He's a great father. He has kids of his own.
I want to give you some advice, if you don't mind.
Yes.
That's a very good thing, and that's a positive, because if your kids like him, that's a good barometer. Like, you don't want to be with someone and your kids can't stand them. That would be very difficult, and then you'll have to examine why. However, I want to caution you on making sure that you realize that unless this will lead to marriage and this relationship, you feel like it's really going to be blessed by God, that you're cautious in allowing your kids to open up their hearts, because if it doesn't work out, they'll be really hurt. And so, again, that's why I believe it's so important, and please reach out to me, for us to stay connected and just to get a little bit of counsel, a little bit of advice of how do you move forward so you can set up a solid foundation. I especially encourage you, because if you do end up married to this man, you're going to have a blended marriage. And a lot of the challenges that we face, that we hear about, or I hear about from where I sit, have to do with blended relationships. So, Makila, thank you so much for calling in. I'd love to hear from you. It sounds like you're taking steps in the right direction, but I want to make sure you don't just go on your emotion and you really do get some great advice.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I listen to your show. I love it. I even tell people every chance I get, I tell people every Saturday, tune in. I really do. It gives me, questions that I've always wanted to ask, but I'm scared to ask a pastor. I'm scared to ask. Your show opened a lot of doors. It answered a lot of questions. And I could even go back to friends and, let them tune in just to hear. It has done, a lot for me. And I thank you so much. I thank you guys so much. I wish you a happy new year and everything. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Makila. And you have a blessed new year as well. And we'll love to connect with you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. We have a few more minutes left. If you want to get in on the conversation, do so at 855-454-5905. Let's go to line 5 and speak with Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, good. I'm glad you're doing good, Kimberly. And here we are. We're talking about goals for 2013. Believe it or not, it will be right upon us in just a couple of days here. And so what are some of the goals you have set for the new year in terms of yourself or your relationship for 2013?
Well, first of all, I'd like to praise and thank God that I've been married for 23 years.
Awesome.
But thank God. And within that 23 years, you have to set goals. So here's my goal. I'm going to be less self-willed. I am so strong-willed that strong just don't work anymore and everything. So I just want to, you know, just let my husband just sit back and trust God that he talks to my husband and just sit back and let God do his thing instead of me always trying to work on it, because I found out I don't have the right tools, and a lot of the times I don't know what I'm doing. So I just want to be less self-willed and let my husband be the husband, and
You ready, Kimberly? I love that, but you ready? You ready for what I have to say?
I'm ready.
All right. I think it's always a good idea to keep terms biblical. Like, you don't see that kind of self-willed. That's like a sugarcoat way to put it, let's be honest.
Okay.
What would be the spiritual, biblical terminology to use for this goal for the upcoming year?
I just say trust God.
Yeah, it's you're closer, but that's not it. There's a word that it's...
I was going to say be led by the Spirit.
Yeah, but let me tell you what the word is. Ephesians 5 says,
obedience.
Submit, submissiveness.
Oh, submission.
You're not going to like, because if you're a strong woman, you need to submit to your husband. That's what the Bible teaches. But it's hard when you put it in those terms. It's like, oh, ouch, it hurts. But what you need to pray is to have a submissive spirit. Now, that doesn't mean that you're a pushover or you're weak. I mean, and the way you sound like a strong woman. You're not going to be weak. But there's a certain spirituality and even attractiveness with a woman that's submissive. Because first of all, that means you're submissive to God and then to your husband. And the Bible says, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. That's pretty intense.
Amen.
So
I agree.
I just want to encourage you. If you set you up to win, it's don't say less self-willed. That's a nice way to put it. Say, and tell your friends to pray for you. I need to be more submissive. I need to be a more submissive wife in 2013.
Amen. I agree. And I never did like that word, submit. Why I didn't want to say it.
But you know what? This starts with even embracing it. Like, learn to love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kimberly. Appreciate your call.
Thank you for allowing me to call in. I was just sitting here, and I was thinking the other week, and, you know, I need to start writing down the things that I need to change within myself. And self-will kept coming up, which it is. Being submissive, and I thank you for bringing that out.
All right.
So I thank God that you let the Lord use you, and y'all have a blessed new year.
Yeah, you too.
Well, thank you so much,
Kimberly.
All right, take care. Okay, let's go to line 4 and speak with Maureen, who wants to give a couple of tips for 2013. Her husband is there as well.
Oh, okay.
Hi,
so
Maureen.
So we have a couple. We always love it when husband and wife call. So, Maureen, what is your husband's name?
Good morning. My husband's name is Ken Booker.
All right, so Ken and Maureen Booker. All right,
I know Maureen.
Hi, Tiffany. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, so you have some dating tips for Tiffany? Is that what it is?
No, I don't have any tips for Tiffany that I would like to share online. I can do that offline.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But
you
I do have tips on how to major in your marriage. We've been married 20 years. This year, we had a fabulous 20th anniversary.
Amen.
But I want to be obedient to your producer and go directly to the tip.
Okay. Go for it. All right, let's hear it.
Number one.
How many you got, first of all?
Pardon me?
How many?
How many what?
Tips.
Well, I have two and my husband has two and he's right here.
All right, well, let's go for it. All right, go for your two and then put Ken on the line.
Yes, good.
All right, go for it.
The first tip is to major in your marriage, not the ancillary lifestyle that is around you. i.e. your career, i.e. your extended family, activities, hobbies, and interests. The marriage must be the focus once you get married. Everything else has to peel back.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. So, and what's number two?
Number two, ladies, you must have energy for your marriage.
Okay.
That means physical energy. That means mental energy and spiritual energy.
All right, good, good. Well, thank you,
Love
Maureen.
That.
We appreciate that.
Love
and so
that.
Now we want to hear from Ken, but thank
okay.
you for those tips.
Here's Ken. One All moment. Right.
Brother Ken, you want to share with us your tips?
Hey, good morning, team.
Good morning.
Hey, well, my advice, actually, more so to brothers than it is to kind of females, is to understand the need to be selfless. It's the same way the Lord put us before himself by mm-hmm. laying down his life. Men don't always understand the level that is required, particularly the further you go into a marriage or a relationship. Mm-hmm. And the selflessness is the work, and that's what we don't always understand. It's, believe me, I have hobbies, I enjoy what I like to do, but that is, in most instances, secondary, both from a time perspective and a money perspective, and we don't always want it. That's the boy-to-man transition that we have to make that we don't always want to do.
Okay, mm-hmm. so it's the first one, making sure you put that effort and work into your relationship.
Yes.
Okay, and number two?
It's not necessarily biblical, but it works. A happy wife is a happy life.
Mm-hmm. happy wife.
So in terms of the, typically that, in terms of a your wife running your household, in terms of kind of, from the management perspective, you understand and you know what is best in the best interest of the house as a man, mm-hmm. both monetarily as well as disciplining your kids.
Sure. Okay. You there?
Okay. Yeah,
I thought we lost
must
you.
Be otherwise. The execution is oftentimes by your wife. And then kind of the rewards of the excellence in management that your wife should be doing is keeping her happy. So those things that keep her happy will also help her to continue managing and running her household.
All right. Well, let me just share something with you, both Ken and Maureen. We definitely love it when people call together, but I tell you, 20 years, you sound like you're happy with each other. I'm sure you've had your share of ups and downs, but technically, we don't even like to say, okay, let people give advice a lot or whatever, but you're calling in together, and I think that it speaks volumes. And we wanted to hear from you, the fact that you're both up in the morning listening to a show about marriage, like our show, Marriage Beyond the Vows, meaning that you've invested in your relationship. And so I love the advice, and we thank you to for the women. Yeah, I believe your wife, Maureen, shared, you know, major mm-hmm. in your marriage mm-hmm. and have that energy, which comes from inside.
Yes, the
and then,
energy, ladies, for the bedroom.
All right. And then, oh, for the bedroom. Yeah, now you got our attention now. And then the brother Ken just shared there about, you know, just making sure we work towards our relationship. And then I love that final saying is a happy wife is a happy life. So thank you both for calling in. Be blessed. And thank you for sharing those tips with us.
And we love the show. We love you. We
Yay.
Love you.
We love,
love
you Mark. Back.
Thank you so much.
Thank
so much.
You.
All right. Well, you be blessed. And thanks
Happy
for calling
New Year.
In.
Happy
to
New
you.
Year. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Oh, we're getting close to the end of the show. Do we have time for that one last caller?
Okay. Let's take.
All right.
Well, let's
squeeze
just take
them
it real
in there.
Quick. We have Thomas calling in. We have a quick minute here. Yes. Good morning,
hey,
Thomas.
Hey, Thomas. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. We literally have like 30, 40 seconds for you.
Okay. I listen to your show, and I really love your show. I'm looking for some communication with my wife. I can't say anything to her. I tell her how good God has been to me. Tell me, that's all you talk about is how good God's been to you. That's all I know to talk about. I'm a deacon in the church, so this is my thing. I know communication or nothing. What should I do here?
You know what I think? I think really quick, and I hate to rush this, but Ephesians 5, that scripture about marriage, verse 21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. You got to submit. Like, what is it that your wife needs when it comes to communication? Some women, they need you to just be an ear. Some need support and encouragement. Others just need that quality time. Figuring out what is that your wife needs and put your feelings and your needs aside for a minute so you can meet those.
Okay.
And I know it's okay. Rushed. I would love to have more of a conversation with you. Honestly, Thomas, if you want, you can stay on the line, and I can talk to you off the air just because we've run out of time on the show.
Okay, I'll hold on for a minute.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. We'll kind of continue our conversation there. But again, thank you so much. This is actually our final show of the year. We'll be back next year, new and improved.
That's
new
right.
It's always good. And so we have very, very good guests lined up, topics lined up. The month of March, mark your calendars. We have our Inspiration and Music Conference here in Philadelphia. Then in May, we have the Love One Gospel Getaway, which will be May 2nd to 5th. You can go to our websites, praisephilly.com or praisecharlotte.com. Again, don't forget, follow us on Facebook. Look for Marriage Beyond the Vows. And you have a blessed 2013.
Absolutely. Much love going out to Bron, our producer in Charlotte, and to our producer here in Philadelphia, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive new year. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.